looking pretty good through the window. She was looking mighty fine, just leaning on the sand, and I could tell she was built in the 50s. And I couldn't wait, no, to get her in my hand. Now some people, well, they call it an addiction. And there were times when I just can't look away. Seems like every time I see a six string, can't help myself, this player's got to play. Now my wife, she likes to tell me, stay away from that part of town. But my wife, she don't understand. One more guitar to add to my collection. One more guitar, gonna give me the optimal selection. One more guitar, I promise you, it's all I really need. One more guitar. No, I never will forget the first time that I walked into that store and a Gibson caught my eye. She was a gold top with a Bigsby, straight out of my dreams, crossed my heart and hoped to die. When I touched her, I felt a little naughty. I could tell she'd been around that block before. Shiny gold, an arched top body, 22 jumbo frets now, who could ask for more? Now my wife, she likes to...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 1:04 p.m., baby. What is it, a Monday? Tuesday.
Sorry for the being late here.
Yeah, sorry for a couple minutes late, ladies and gentlemen, but welcome
back
to the show.
You are currently listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO
91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We are your hosts, Ben and Juanchi.
This is Juan Chicken Tensors.
Juan Chicken Tensors, if you couldn't tell, it's a little combination of Juanchi and Chicken Tender. Oh, but also my last name.
Tenzin.
Whoa, my mic is way up now. This is great. Holy
I just boosted up. Just don't shout because you're going to make everyone deaf.
I'll just twist.
Yes.
I won't shout.
No twist. Yes, twisting, no shout.
So anyways, hope you guys are all having a great day. doing all right myself. I say I woke up around 30 minutes ago.
Same.
Yeah, had a green tea.
It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. We got a lot of blue, couple clouds.
Every time we do a show this semester.
I think it's a blessing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's the second time, but.
Something about it. Anyways, folks.
I told you not to shout.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, everyone. We actually have a great show planned for you today.
Yeah, we actually planned it this
time. We planned it last night. So we got a lot of thought-provoking questions that we will get into in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start off with a little song, shall we?
And then what song is that?
We'll dive on in. Well,
surprise, surprise.
I've got a big selection here.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to play what I was listening to on the way over, and I've been bumping a lot. And because today is such a beautiful day out here in Medford, it almost feels like paradise.
Paradise.
So this song...
Paradise.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Not that paradise?
It's called Paradise in Brackets on Earth.
Ooh.
By Chris Cab.
All right. Let's get it.
It hits. I hope you guys enjoy this little trip to paradise, and we'll be back.
We'll be back.
If I take you there, would you believe in fairy tales? Oh,
place where no one feels the pain. Living with our suffering. The roads are paved by loving hands. Energy from turning fans. Oh, so won't you open up your eyes? So you can see this paradise. Oh, I won't die to get to mine. I want this thing alive. I'll take my paradise on earth. Yeah, hey, I'll make my paradise on earth. Oh, oh, I'll make my paradise on earth. Hey, hey, I'll take my paradise on earth. Make my paradise thunder. It's easier when you believe. Some people rather misery.
That song.
What a song.
It's like paradise on earth.
But on earth.
Oh my god. I forgot about the
Oh, this song's awesome.
This is a good song though. Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
I think we should just let this one
Let's go. Let this one play. You know what? Maybe turn it down a little bit, but we'll keep this in the background for a minute. Wow, what a surprise. Pleasant surprise. We got a great song going. But we're back. I hope you guys enjoyed that first song. That was Paradise on Earth. Because yeah, we got to make this this one planet that we have. It's gonna be our paradise, you know.
It is.
It's not. There's no point dreaming about life on other planets if we can't enjoy the one that we have here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw. Just based, a lot has to do with where and when you were born, right? And that kind of dictates a lot of your life.
Astrology.
We were no.
Well, that's what you're saying.
We were born too early to explore this world.
Mm-hmm.
The explorers were quite some time ago, but we were born too... Wait, what did I say? You know, we were born too late to explore the world.
Okay.
But we were born too early
to explore the universe. I mean, we can still explore the world. We can just take a plane anyway.
Google Earth?
Just take a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, but everything is discovered these days, except Antarctica, which... Folks,
it is discovered.
No. It is not. When we get to our conspiracy episode,
tune in for that.
I will have a lot about
At the Levantata.
A lot about Antarctica. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know what also hasn't been discovered?
What?
The underneath ocean.
Dude, we don't know anything.
The deep ocean. Some facts here. How did it go straight to SpongeBob music?
Oh, it just knows. I programmed it to be wired to my brain, so
right.
It kind of knows.
It's connected. Okay, well, should we go to a next song, or are we doing...
Why don't you, let's play one more song, and then we'll get into the segment of the day.
All right,
so...
I think, because today is such a beautiful
All I got
day,
on there is SpongeBob music.
We're going to play a cool FIFA song.
Woo!
Because we
what
love FIFA.
One? Oh my god!
And I just
Yo,
put.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh shuffle.
My god. Enjoy this one.
I enjoy. Bye bye.
This is Hit It.
Then you dropped out, so you got a lot to learn. But I say, pick it back up, throw it on now, make it stack up, 'cause tonight we're gonna. Just let go, let's get stoned. From the top down to the down low, down low, let's go. I say if you don't know, then you go slow. Or you don't go, don't be a no-show. Just let go, let's get stoned. From the top down to the down low, down low, let's go.
Another little misclick, you know.
Whoopsies.
What we do here. But anyway,
we're still getting into it.
Still getting that
after 2 weeks.
It's our second show of the semester. You know, it's our third semester doing it, but we're still getting
fourth.
In that. Nah.
I think
third.
It's my fourth with your study.
Wow. Wow, you should know this by now, then, my friend.
You're controlling the computer.
Anyways,
we got some questions for you guys.
Yeah. So let's get it going. Juancho and I are going to discuss, but you know,
some important.
Feel free
questions.
To think along and. If you have any specific thoughts that you would like to be heard and broadcast, you can call us at
855-915-9636. That is
855-915-9636.
You can also Skype us at WMFM.
No.
DJ. We're
forget about
cook
Skype.
Up.
They blew a 20-year lead on Zoom and just That was ridiculous.
That's a bit aggressive towards
Skype. That was actually ridiculous. Anyways, hit me up, baby. Pip it.
Well, I have a very important question for you.
Oh, yes. Please indulge me.
Let's start chill.
Okay.
Would you rather have hair for teeth or teeth for hair? This is supposed to be quick, man.
Hair for teeth or teeth for hair? But how do you eat if you have hair for your teeth?
There's people who don't have teeth. You go like... Yep.
I'm gonna go with hair for teeth. I'm gonna go with teeth for hair, and I'll just like
teeth for hair.
Yeah, it'll be like stubble.
No, you would look.
It'll be hard.
Ridiculous.
I'd look ridiculous with hair in my mouth too.
Just you cut it, and then you put like fake teeth. Haha.
All right. Do you sleep with socks on?
Sometimes, occasionally, unless it's too hot. Do you?
No, I like my feet and my toes to be free. I actually wiggle them around.
You wiggle them, but you can wiggle them around inside your socks.
You know, you actually got to get your toes loose. People don't really realize that.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, would you rather be a strawberry with human thoughts or a human with strawberry thoughts?
Whoa.
Too soon?
Well, dude, what the hell does a strawberry think about? Don't eat me, please. And then you have no other thoughts?
I don't know. It's up for you.
If you're a strawberry with human thoughts? I don't think a strawberry is able to conceived the idea that they're gonna be eaten by a human being.
Well, would you rather?
I'll be the human.
With strawberry thoughts.
Oh, but then I'm just like.
You're just.
I'm just a vegetable.
Vegetable.
Well, no, I'm a fruit actually.
But you're not.
Well, I'm gonna be the. Dude, but wait, you can't do anything if you're a strawberry.
But
if you have the human brain in the strawberry, you have all this ambition and you want to do all these things, but you can't because you're a damn strawberry.
That's true.
And you can't even talk.
Yeah.
And you can't... I'm going to be the human.
All right, that's lame. I would be the strawberry. You would be the leader of all strawberries because you'd be the smartest one.
All right, now I got a little think about this for you. Ready?
All right.
So are you familiar with boats?
Maybe.
Yes. Like El Capitan.
Yeah.
The Titanic, even. Uh-huh. Yeah. Ready?
Ready.
Boats are just shoes to walk on water.
Damn.
Think about it. You put your feet in the boat.
Holy crap.
And then you are able to walk on water.
Would you say then that cars are just running shoes?
Whoa.
And planes are flying shoes.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
No, there's a difference. Because with the boat, you're still outside. It's just your feet that are on the boat. So you literally step on the boat and you move.
But you also sit down in the boat.
Well, you can't. You're not allowed to sit down. You're not allowed to sit down in this case.
All right.
You're standing. All you do, you walk your 2 feet. I assume you have 2 feet. If not, yeah. You walk right onto the boat. It starts moving, and you're walking on water. But if you're getting on a plane, you got to sit down. You're also inside something. That's a room. Ooh.
What about a skateboard?
Listen to this. Is a car a room?
Oh, wow. I think it is.
I think it definitely is.
It has doors. It has windows. Doesn't need to have windows at room, but this one does.
No. I've definitely been in room. I've definitely been in roomless window.
Roomless window?
Windowless rooms. Not in a sus way at all.
How would that be a sus way?
Cars are definitely rooms.
all right. Interesting.
How about... I've seen you wear hats every now and then, yeah?
Yeah.
You ever wash them?
Man,
who washes their hats?
I don't.
But they should. You put them on your head.
It's like your underwear. Do you ever wash your underwear?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, put it in with the load of laundry. It's a big load. I got a lot of underwear getting washed.
All right, I have a one for you. It's less ridiculous. Would you rather do a bit basic? Would you rather do something great for all of humanity but be remembered as one of the worst people who ever lived?
Ooh.
Or do nothing with any lasting impact in your lifetime, but be remembered as a hero to all people.
Oh! What was the first one?
Do something great for humanity, but not be remembered about
it. But are you acknowledged for how great it is in the
time? No one knows about it.
No, so you just do it.
You just, you're
so
like.
So let's say I come up with a cure for cancer during my lifetime.
But like, whatever.
No, but it's not made public.
No one cares that you did it.
Then they discover after my death, it's named the Ben Tenzer Cure for Cancer.
No.
But actually, I'm dead already. So that's exactly what it is.
Okay, no. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay, so you die, but no one knows that
But people remember me as a bad person?
Let me reread this. You confused me. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you discover the cure for cancer, but you are remembered as Doofenshmirtz, the villain of all villains.
Ooh, dude, that's a dub. Holy shit. Wow. I would love to be remembered as Doofenshmirtz.
All right, fine.
That's an all-time great.
Syndrome from The Incredibles. Ooh. He sucks. We should do top five villains.
I don't know.
So like, either that or you do nothing, but you're remembered as Mr. Incredible.
I'll do something.
Does something?
I'll be dead. It doesn't matter how I'm remembered.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Anticlimactic.
Here's something for you. So, you get a little nervous. Say you have a little crush.
Ooh.
You get a little nervous, right? You know what the expression is?
No.
You got butterflies in your stomach,
right?
Yeah. Now, here's the question. When butterflies fall in love, what do they feel in their stomach?
They have tiny little butterflies inside.
They have them. But that would be like if we had little human beings inside of our stomachs.
We have tiny little butterflies. The butterflies have tiny little humans. And those little humans have tiny little butterflies. And it's like a recursive
thing. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
Simulation is crazy.
You didn't know this?
No.
Fact check it.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Have you not seen like Rick and Morty?
Yeah, that one episode with the box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the box.
That's just like slavery with extra steps. Wait a minute.
What a great episode.
Oh man, you know about
Yep.
You heard what happened with the writer of the show?
But.
Oh, dude, he's canceled.
Really?
He's gone though. Yeah.
Oh really?
He did some really bad things. It was pretty messed up.
No way.
Yeah, you gotta check it out online. Let's gloss over it because it's not exactly a cup of tea for this show, but pretty bad actually.
Damn.
Really bad allegations, and it's not a good look. I'll tell you that. Now here's another. You know what? No. We have more content for y'all. We're gonna withhold.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
What?
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. We're just gonna tickle and tease you a little bit. Is somebody calling? Oh, that's just your phone.
Yeah. No.
All right, so we're gonna tickle you, and get into another song. I don't know why I started with tickle. You want me to just take the reins on this?
Cool.
You know what? I got one. Oh shoot! I have two songs that are great, and I don't know which one is which.
Because
they both have. They're both. Short see. Words. One of them is called Buzzin'. The other one's called Runnin'. Which one do you want?
Huh. I think we should go with Buzzin'.
All right, we're going with Buzzin'. This is a pretty cool song, I don't really know which
maybe.
One it is.
50-50 chance.
And it's by Schwazy.
Sure.
And Cisco Adler.
All right.
Hope y'all enjoy, and we will be back. Terminator style.
We'll be back.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar, and she kept looking at me like she knew who I was. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
Bang, bang, baby, shot me in the heart in the dark with the door. Spark when it hit. When we met at the spot, it was hot like the song. Saw the thong, it was on. I was 8 in the morning. I move on like the Greyhound bus. I go town to town and I prey on sluts. I gotta go, so scream out your area code. I'm coming all the way live from the 310. I got a whole lot of love, but none like you. You make me wanna stay here in heaven with you. I write your name in the sand, put your hand with mine. Come on, baby, shoot your gun in the sky.
Met her at a backyard block party by the bar, and she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
I think she did.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
would learn, cause I'm young and fine. But I'm broke, so I'm trying to make a hustle out of rhyme. I gotta see the world one girl at a time. But you're hanging on my sleeve like I care that you're crying, and I do. I'm just trying to play it cool. I got a rep to protect down at the high school. Why are you trying to cage me in? And when I leave, we both know you'll be paging him. And when I come back, we gon' do it again. I promise, we gon' do it again.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Do it again.
And she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
Do it again.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
Yeah. Bang, bang, I wanna give you my name, but I'm trying to put some diamonds in my Swayze chain. Babies change, they start showing them fangs, trying to take a ride on this crazy train. Choo choo, what the hell am I to do? I got a girl in every city from here to Peru. When I left you, I saw my name on your left boob. Now go get that tattooed, I'll be back soon. Don't cry, I'll bless you with a text soon. I gotta go, but I'll be back next June or July. Sparks in the sky, she said, boy, you're crazy. Nah, I'm Swayze.
Met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Do it again.
And she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
Do it again.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
Welcome back, Monopoly Ben.
Well, thank you, sir. I was just over here buzzing.
Buzzing?
Sir?
That was Buzzing by Swayze.
Swayze.
So I'm getting some comments that a car is not a room.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
From whom?
Anonymous user number one.
Yo, Anon use numero uno. You is tripping, dog.
Yeah, if you want to call in and discuss this with us.
It's enclosed by doors.
I'm actually pretty interested as
I'm 100% certain the car is a room.
All right, fine.
Well, what about a plane? Is a plane a room? I think
if plane's a room, car is a room.
I think a plane is a room as well, actually. All
right.
I think decide. More people might think that a plane is a room than a car is a room. But whatever, let's move on.
We're moving on. Oh yeah, we got a top five now.
Oh yeah.
Alright, so we're doing today top five. It doesn't have to be in particular order.
No.
Best TV theme songs.
Ooh.
Not movies.
Oh,
TV.
That would be a whole different thing.
Theme songs. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to start? Let's do one.
Yeah, we'll do 101. It's going to have to be a little pondering here. We didn't exactly think this one through.
No, we didn't.
But we thought of the question, and it is a good one. Well, Haunchy did, so props to Haunch.
Thank you.
I'm going to take, with my first-round draft pick, I'm taking the Drake and Josh theme song.
Oh, that's good. Drake and Josh. Shall we play it? Should we play these?
Maybe. Let's get through the list.
Is it Found a Way?
Yeah. It's actually so great. Oh, nice. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, that's a great one.
For my first round pick, I think I'm going to go with the Phineas and Ferb.
Ooh.
Theme song.
Play it.
Phineas and Ferb. You know who wrote this theme song?
Oh, dude, actually, I know all the words. I swear to God.
Shall we put it in a new single?
Remember, did you have to take the AP exams?
Yeah.
So basically, nobody really cared. we were all seniors. They didn't count for anything. Like the English exam, whatever. I think I sat there just coming up with whatever, and I wrote the lyrics to the entire Phineas and Ferb theme song.
Your AP English?
I don't even know what it was on. That's, but I definitely, it might have been on AP stats.
No way.
But I
it's like you Christmas treated, but
you know, it's a good one. There's 104 days of summer vacation. You know, school comes along just ended, so
fuck, I know it in Spanish.
There's that annual problem of our generation, and it's just
finding a way to spend it.
Finding a good way to spend it. building a rocket and fighting a mommy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This is better than your pick, I'm sorry.
Ooh. Hey.
The monkey is shy. Alright. What's your next one?
I'm gonna say,
I mean, we gotta go for SpongeBob. We're playing their background music here.
Oh my god. Hang on, let me back away from the mic. I think that was a little too loud. Are you ready, kids? Aye, aye, Captain! I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh!
You're being so loud.
Well, you get the gist of it. You get the gist of it.
Well, he lives in a pineapple under the sea. Yeah, alright, that's your second pick. Yeah, I'm going to go for The Simpsons.
Ooh!
Right?
That's a pretty good one.
That's a great one.
Can you sing it for me?
The Simpsons.
You know who does a good version? Green Day.
They do what?
Yeah. Check it out real quick.
No way.
Yeah, Green Day, The Simpsons.
This is the same Green Day as American Idiot, Basket Case.
Oh, and speaking of, you know what? I'm going to make my next pick, and then I'm going to trip you out.
They have a... Oh, it's an episode. Yeah, no, I've seen this episode.
Yeah.
That is a great version.
All right,
so
ready?
Someone should cover that.
Do me a favor. All right, so with my third pick in the draft, I'm taking the Johnny Test theme song.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Cue that up real quick. Play a couple seconds. Your mind is going to be blown. If you don't know this already.
I know this.
You do know this? Oh, no, but you don't know what I'm going to say. This is like an off-brand version.
It's the only one.
All right, you get the idea. You get the idea, right? Now, look up American Idiot.
Oh, wow. Wait, which one's which?
Yeah, right?
It's the
same song.
Put it back.
American Idiot. Ready? I'll switch the words for you. His genius sisters use him like a lab rat. Got a head of fiery hair and a super crazy mom.
Damn.
It's crazy, bro. I don't know if they sampled that or what happened.
They just ripped it off, I think.
Yeah. All right, up to you.
I'm going to go for Family Guy.
Ooh.
Okay, I can't find it as well.
We're going in a very specific direction here.
Yeah, it's all cartoons.
It's a lot of cartoons and kids shows. Speaking of, okay, did you ever watch the show Arthur as a kid?
No.
Theme song is a bop, dude.
Really? Let's look it up.
I got it.
You got it?
It Arthur. Actually
is that the dude?
Smacks.
Is that the blonde dude with like crazy hair?
Nah, it's the anteater.
Oh, no, that's Arnold, isn't it? What's Arthur?
Oh, hey, Arnold.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Oh, it just changed on the...
Yeah, because you it's your
yeah,
Spotify.
I forgot. It's a banger, though.
What is this show?
It was Arthur. Hey! What a wonderful time of day. Hey! Hey! I loved it, man. This was one of the best kid shows back in the day.
Arthur. Oh, it's another cartoon. Oh, yeah, it's the animal. What animal is it?
Anteater.
He's an anteater.
I'm pretty sure.
He looks like a capybara.
Yeah, well.
Where's his, like, trunk?
I'm going to take with my next pick. Although I just made the last one, I'm going to make two back-to-back.
All right.
Zach and Cody theme song.
Oh. That's good.
And I am in your life, and you are in mine. It was a good one.
Wow, that's good. Well, I'm going to go for a classic that beats all of them. And you're going to have to play it, maybe.
Okay.
The Pink Panther theme song.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Great, great pick.
I just won the show and the game.
That is a great pick. You know what? Oh my god. Oh my god. You know what? This is a great pregame song. People don't know.
Are we starting this trend?
It's a great pregame and postgame song.
And
just imagine.
I think it's a great postgame.
Postgame,
song.
Right? Like imagine special. The fellas stumbling back into the house. And then all of a sudden, psst, tss, 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 and you just start walking on beat. It's hilarious, dog.
That's actually a good postgame song. Yeah, I don't know about pregame, though. You still haven't bought me on that one.
It might be a better, postgame.
I think you should play at least a snippet.
Yeah, I'll play a little click tibbity.
While you're looking for it, what do you think of the movie, like the...
Oh, so great,
person
bro?
One.
What was the guy's name? Jacques Gusteau?
Jacques Gusteau.
Is that actually? I thought I made that up.
You know, I think it's Jacques.
There we go.
Monsieur Gusteau.
Dude, so did you also watch the cartoon as a kid?
The cartoon was amazing.
Incredible. Dude, kids these days don't realize, man.
I mean, it's like way older than us, the cartoon. Yeah. There's a new version of the cartoon.
Oh, dude, that's probably terrible.
Probably.
Like, dude, Tom for Tom and Jerry, Jerry dude?
Yeah.
That was my shit, dog.
Yeah.
I live for that, man. Now, were you a Tom or a Jerry guy? Who are you rooting for?
Definitely Jerry. Are you you're a Tom?
No, I'm a Jerry.
No one was a Tom.
No, I've heard of people being a Tom.
What?
However, at the end of the day, Tom was a good guy. I've heard things where it's like Tom was pretending to hate and chase Jerry so that they both had
like something like a bomb.
Purpose.
Yeah.
A purpose to be in the house. Yeah. Otherwise, Tom would get thrown out the house. And Jerry would be exterminated. But Tom looked like he was trying to get Jerry, so the mom was like, you know what, it's under control, Tom's gonna get him. And then
this
she was never like, I don't need this cat. She's like, I need the cat to get the mouse. You know what I'm saying? So
they were actually friends. That's why they never like kill each other actually.
Well, did you see the finale?
No.
Oh my god.
There's a finale?
Like, ladies and gentlemen, it is like the most
Don't spoil it though.
No. You're not gonna watch it, bro. The show came out 60 years ago.
Right, spoiler
I think
alert.
It's past the time in which a show can be spoiled.
We will reveal the Tom and Jerry finale right now.
I'm pretty sure Tom falls in love with a cat, right?
Yeah.
She don't love him back.
Isn't that the white cat?
I don't know. He like buys her a lot of stuff, and she's like kind of gold digging him and just like plays him. And he's like head over heels in love, and she doesn't want him. And he's depressed, like super, super depressed. He's drinking. They portray him drinking milk, but obviously it's booze.
Yeah.
And Jerry's trying to cheer him up. He can't do anything. Tom's eyes are all messed up, and he's just like so depressed. He goes, it's so dark. He goes and sits on a train track.
No way.
And the show ends.
What?
Jerry.
Dude, the music.
Jerry goes and sits next to Tom on the train track. As Tom is depressed, Jerry puts his arm around him, and it fades to black as you hear the train engine roaring.
What?
It's so messed up, dude. I couldn't believe it.
No way.
I couldn't believe it.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
It's worth a watch.
Well,
let's do a song, huh?
Yeah, let's do a song. And whoa, we need, it's 1:40.
Yeah, we really
time flies by.
Time flies, man. When you're having fun and discussing.
We also need to do a public service announcement. So let's put a short song.
We'll put a song and then we'll do.
Then public service, and then if you guys want to participate on a question, what do you think, Ben? Should we allow it?
Yeah. Well, we gave him the phone. We'll give him the phone number again.
855-915-9636.
You know what? I got a really, really random song. Really
Play
random.
Play it.
You ever watch Love Actually?
Yeah.
I love it.
Actually?
Yeah, actually.
Nice.
Anyways, I watched it over break again for like the 100th time. I noticed this song. I guess I never really noticed before, but it kind of hits. It's just like a classic old bop.
All right.
I don't know. I liked it a lot. So we're going to play this. It's a pretty quick song. And then, you know, we'll launch back into another talking point that we got several of. We have enough to fill like 3 shows.
Yeah.
These next few shows are going to be banging.
30 minutes of planning yesterday.
Anyways, enjoy 34. The sweet serenations by the Bay City Rollers. This is Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby.
Just gotta tell her anyway. Bye, baby, don't make me cry. Bye, baby, you're the one girl in town I'd marry. Girl, I'd
If you hate me after all I say.
That's the same song.
We love it too much.
We do love it. It's a great one. So, you know what time it is, I think, right?
I mean, it's a bit late, but it is currently a bit 14 minutes past half of the show. But we did start 14 minutes later almost, so it's half of the show.
Yeah, so...
It's time for the PSA.
Time for the PSAs.
What's our PSA today, Ben?
So this PSA is on home fires. I live with a fella named Oliver. This man cooks rarely. When he does, he uses the oven sometimes. He forgets to turn off the oven. Oliver, turn off the oven, man!
Turn off the oven.
Come
Oliver.
On. You know, he left it on the other night. He got blasted in the chat. And then the night after, he came in so proud. He's like, guess what? I just turned off the oven. I said, what? I'm using it. He turned off the oven while my food was in there. I couldn't believe it. So anyways, here's a PSA about home fires.
All right, go for it.
A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in community. Not the show. Let's say Medford/Somerville. Well, working with volunteers, we're visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. So join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
From your safety-minded friends at WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford. Turn off the oven, man!
Turn off the oven.
Turn off the oven. All
but
right.
Not when your roommate is cooking.
Not when
please.
Your roommate is cooking. If there's something in the oven, don't turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's been there for too long. And it's like getting dark.
All right, Juan, I pass it to you.
All right. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Another one. This one's a bit more complicated.
Okay.
So, two scenarios here. Which one would you take? One. All songs exist, so every song you know right now exists, but they are all performed by Pitbull. So Pitbull is the only artist.
Oh my god.
Or, the only song that exists in the whole world is Hotel Room Service by Pitbull, but it is covered by every artist.
Oh my god.
That you know. What would you
oh
take?
My god. Go. Tick, tick, tick. We at the hotel.
Mode.
And then you get like
I don't know the Jonas Brothers version of it.
We at the hotel motel Holiday Inn.
That's really good impression.
That was kind of Joe Jonas-y, huh?
Yeah.
Or no, Nick Jonas.
Yeah, either. I don't know.
I'm taking that, man. That was kind of heat.
So
I'll take Hotel Room Service
by all artists,
all day every day, but by all artists. I think they get a spin. So you got the Jonas Brother version, you get like Adele. I don't know if I can do Adele.
Hotel,
we at the hotel and I'm
motel.
I need that room service with the mac and cheese. I mean,
wait, do they say mac and cheese?
No, they don't, but that's my favorite room service. That's a crazy one.
Right?
That's pretty crazy. I'm taking that, though. I think
so.
I mean,
just
for
hotel
the rest
room
of my
service.
Life is crazy. But,
but imagine, like, all the covers by Pitbull.
Dude.
Such a hilarious man.
What song would you want to be covered by Pitbull?
Like, Happy Birthday? Oh, it's just Pitbull.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide.
Mr.
Happy birthday, baby.
This is
happy
for you,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Do you
Dolly.
Make? You make good impressions of.
I try. We should do a whole impression episode.
It's just you. I suck at it.
It's just we'll do this bit exactly. One person singing a bunch of different songs.
All right.
Yeah, Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Yeah, Dolly, come on, baby. We down in the 305. It's a worldwide singing in the dead of night. Yeah. All right. Well.
I don't know which one I would pick now.
I don't know.
Blackbird by Pitbull. All right, I think I would go for the same one as you.
Would you rather time travel when you fart?
Oh.
Or teleport when you sneeze? And you don't. Ooh. And curveball. You don't get to pick the location or the time that you're
traveling.
Do
you come back when you time travel eventually?
I would say you sneeze once You teleport back somewhere, you sneeze again, you go right back to your original location.
Right.
So it's a one time, and then if you sneeze again, but you got to think, what if you sneeze three times? So you teleport somewhere, you sneeze again, you come back home, but then all of a sudden you got to sneeze again, and you teleport out, and then you don't have to sneeze anymore, and then you're stuck there till you got to sneeze again. I guess you could just get a bunch of feathers and just tickle your nose, tick tick tick, and then achoo.
I mean, you just explore.
Okay, but would you rather have to time travel randomly or teleport randomly?
I think time travel. Yeah, time travel. Imagine the weird-ass places teleport to. Like, dangerous places.
I feel like time travel would also involve a random location.
Oh, would it?
Like, we're not time traveling to WMFO studio
in the 50s,
70 years.
70s.
Ago. Yeah.
Okay. Time travel, more exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Actually, no. What if you time travel and, like, a dinosaur eats you? Nah, I'll pick teleportation.
Yeah, if you time travel and you land right in front of, like, a T-Rex, and he's just like, ah!
It's like, you're not good with dinosaur impressions.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
That's like a crawl.
Yeah, I'm not great with my dino.
I have another one.
Okay.
Would you rather eat a man-sized bean or a bean-sized man?
No, what?
Wait. You have 1 hour to eat the man-sized bean, and this is this is Shaq. And sized bean, actually.
Yeah, but what do you mean bean?
And the bean-sized man is someone you know, but not too well.
But I don't want to eat all a of it. Human. No. I'm not eating a human. I'm eating the bean. Why would I eat the human?
You're going to, like, feel really bad.
I think I'll eat the human-sized bean.
But the bean-sized man is someone you know, but not too well.
Yeah, but it's still a person. I don't care how well I know. I'm not a cannibal.
No one will know about it.
I don't care. I don't need to eat a human being. I'm good. Okay. Right. This one I have no answer to.
Oh.
But it's a really cool question, I think. If you could ride into battle, say you're Napoleon, you can ride into battle on any animal. What animal are you riding into battle on? And the assumption is that all animals are big sized.
T-Rex.
It's a one size. Ooh.
Right?
That's a great Easy. Answer. That's a great answer. I don't know if I can beat that, honestly.
Like, what other animal... What animal beats the T-Rex? Like, a Triceratops. So.
That's a good question.
But, like, you're on the T-Rex. On
in,
the top of it.
In the new Boba Fett show, which was... You know what a Rancor is?
No.
You know Jabba's Palace? No, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't even know about Star Wars.
Yes, I do. What are you talking about?
In Jabba's Palace, Episode 6, Luke is dropped when he's captured into a Rancor pit. It's that big monster. It's basically like a dinosaur. And Boba Fett rides in a battle on it. It's pretty sick.
I think I know what you're talking about. Let me look it up.
That'd be cool.
Oh, never mind.
T-Rex is a great answer, I gotta say.
This thing? Yeah, that thing would beat the T-Rex.
Yeah, it's got arms.
It's got arms.
Arms
got
are pretty important.
Teeth.
And they're the same size. Yeah, Rancor would be sick.
It's like
probably
a Godzilla.
Cool answers. Yeah.
But this is fictitious. You can't pick that.
All right. I got one more quick question, and then we'll play one song, and then sadly we got to leave early. I gotta get to a photo shoot.
Yeah. He's famous now.
Is it weird for your dog to see you naked?
Is your dog Brian, who's very intelligent, or is it a normal dog?
Stewie.
Stewie.
Nah, Stewie, put some clothes on.
Put some clothes.
That's not anything like Brian, but I think it's weird. I think it's weird. I shut the door.
I don't think it's weird.
I say, Caramel, it's my dog. You gotta go, baby. I put her outside. I shut the door. I change. I'm back. Look at that. All right. You got a final song to close out?
I think we should put Hotel Room Service.
By Joe Jonas? Should we just sing it?
Is there a cover? Nah, there's definitely not a cover.
I wonder if it's on YouTube. Okay.
Hotel Room Service. Is there a cover? There's a remix. Yeah, no one covered this.
Yeah, nobody's got it. I don't know. I can't say I really want to hear Hotel Room Service.
What do you mean? It's such a banger.
Let's go. You got something?
Would you rather get cheated on someone with someone hotter or uglier? So the other dude is hotter or uglier?
Uglier for sure. Because in that case, I'd be feeling okay. I wouldn't be feeling good.
But like,
you know who does feel
they're
good?
Not objectively. You just think they're uglier, so they're like, oh shit.
No.
Am I uglier? You know
I'm
what
taking
I mean?
The one that's uglier.
Okay, right. Hotel room service.
All right.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna play something else. Let's go with hotel room service.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. It's been a great show. Stay tuned next week. It's going to be another banger.
Next week, same time.
Same time, same place, same radio place. Station, WMFL Medford.
95.5, 91.5. And tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. for Buenas Vibras with Evie.
Here we go, Dale. Hotel room service. Yeah.
Woo. We love you.
Meet me at the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and me.